Last week, representatives of four museums in downtown Fort Smith were walking around one of those museums, the Clayton House, planning for a collaborative effort that will take place early next month. The afternoon meeting was to prepare for a February 2nd education evening. The Clayton House, the Fort Smith National Historic Site, the Fort Smith Museum of History, and the U.S. Marshals Museum will work in tandem to explain to invited teachers from the Fort Smith School District the benefits their students could receive from a field trip at each site. The meeting last week, the education event next month, and more joint projects are the result of the Fort Smith Museum Consortium. Julie Moncrief is the executive director of the Clayton House. She says city museums working together is following a well-tested business model. There is a reason, she says, so many fast food restaurants appear on the same corner.
If you gather them together, people will know about them and utilize them all. And Fort Smith just has such an amazing story with a few fantastic agencies that tell it so well that we want everyone to experience all of them, and we want to work together.
The four museums working together on the education evening all tell similar stories, how the city grew, but with different details. Each is part of a whole story. The museums have been working together on a bigger, more ambitious project as well. With funding from the Arkansas Humanities Council, a life and law project will be available to schools. Using a vast array of documents, first-person accounts, and historic photographs, each museum can help tell the significant role law enforcement has played in the city's history. Jessica Hayes, the Vice President of Operations for the U.S. Marshals Museum, says part of the inspiration for the project came from a teaching workshop 3 hours east in Melbourne, Arkansas.
And a teacher actually came up to me and said, I'm really excited about the Marshals Museum opening. Fort Smith will be a great place to bring my students, and when we come, we need a lot to do because we have to spend the night. It's such a drive. And that was a lot of the inspiration behind this, because as we started talking about it, we thought, well, what if we found the funding and we could go ahead and start bringing them now?
So there is money in the life and law funding to help classes from outside the immediate Fort Smith area be able to travel to the museums. The consortium also includes the Regional Art Museum in Fort Smith, the Trolley Museum located in downtown Fort Smith, and members of the Fort Smith Advertising and Promotions Commission. And the consortium is not solely focused on taking the message to young people. Caroline Spear, exhibit designer at the Fort Smith Museum of History, says working together can help spread the word that these opportunities are available to everybody.
We get people all the time in who the museum has been here 100 years. 100 years! And we have people all the time who have lived here their entire life, grown up here, and come in and say, I had no idea this place was here. Didn't know.
National Historic Site.
We get the double whammy.
That's Michael Groomer, Chief of Interpretation at the Fort Smith National Historic Site.
They don't know that we're there, and they don't know we're part of the National Park Service. We are known as Judge Parker's Courthouse, plain and simple. So when I tell people I work for the National Historic Site, National Park Service, they'll say things like, you mean Hot Springs? I'm like, no, here in Fort Smith.
And that's what they know you all. They will call us and say, where's Judge Parker's?
Michael Groomer says beyond the outreach to schools, past the Rising Tide Lifts All Boats awareness campaign, regular meetings of the museums have been an aid to him for much more personal reasons. He's been working at the National Historic Site for just over a year after moving to the city from El Paso in December 2010.
And being connected to this group has been good for me because I'm working with people that have been here longer. They're well connected in the community, and they're great resources for me to call and say, hey, I need to work on this. You know, who can I call? Jessica's helped me so many times. She knows everybody, and she has their phone number. So that's been good for me. And then with working with the History Museum, as Lisa said earlier, we have the same visitors. The kids come to both. So it's a great match. They come to our park, they go to the History Museum, or vice versa. So working together in this capacity just seems very natural.
The joint projects have spurred discussions on how to reach even more people, including students who may not attend a school that schedules a field trip to the museums. Pat Schmidt, a park ranger at the National Historic Site, says the site is considering using the internet more.
So that it can be available to teachers who are not within driving distance, you know, so that it's available on a much broader spectrum to reach those who can't come in.
Other options include film presentations that could be found on YouTube. One of the first proposals to come out of the consortium was a volunteer fair held this past weekend. Michael Groomer with the National Historic Site says even though the participating museums in the consortium differ in affiliation from a federally run site to a city-run agency, and even though there are differences in age, the Fort Smith Museum of History is a century old, the U.S. Marshals Museum a work in progress, they all have similar challenges. And he says that's why a day-long fair to let people know about volunteering opportunities at several nonprofits in the city came out of that first museum consortium meeting.
Looking at the needs that each of the organizations or agencies, the things that we all face in common, one is that we have shrinking budgets, we have greater demands, and we have fewer people to do them. So volunteers play a key role, and we have some volunteers that volunteer at more than one place. We share volunteers. So working jointly together, we've put together this fair, and we'll have tables from each of the organizations, and people from the public, anyone can come and learn about what the agencies do, and if they don't want to volunteer, at least they'll learn about what the agencies do. So it's a great educational tool in general. Next year, we hope to expand even further and go regional. So it's a pretty great deal. We've had good response from it.
And Pat Schmidt, the park ranger at the historic site we heard from earlier, says each opportunity for outreach is a chance to ensure the history of Fort Smith will not only be known, but cared for.
By teaching about our history, we're also developing the future historians, the ones who will be able to continue telling the story when we're no longer at our jobs. You know, there's going to be someone who comes to replace us, and by getting them interested in history now, it could be one of our students who comes to see us today.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Kyle Kellums.